Okay, are we all on? Are we all on? Because today I've got an absolutely crazy one for you. Just let everyone jump on a second here. Today's news has been so insane that it's taken me all day, and I haven't even got through all the stories either. In fact, my voice has gone a bit as well, so we'll see how we get on. I've literally got about 40 stories on my desk. It's been absolutely crazy today. But this is the biggest news I think I've heard in a very long time. And it's all around this UK online safety bill. I just can't believe this has passed. And it's all passed at the same time as all these distractions that are going on at the moment. Now, another thing that's just broken in the last couple of hours is my voice isn't going to hold up, is it? Hold on, let me get some cold water. Okay, we'll see how we get on. Rupert Murdoch has just stepped down as chairman of Fox and News Corp as well. 92 years old, he said, "The battle for freedom of speech has never been more intense." So this has all happened at the same time. So he's stepping down. The RB thing yesterday, which, by the way, I printed it out this time so I can prove it. I was demonetized yesterday. Here is the evidence. Can you see that? Yes, that is, look this up if you don't know what it means. That is an orange dollar sign. So that's for the video yesterday. So yeah, don't talk about that topic, obviously. So what has just passed then? The online safety bill in the UK. This is insanity. The only thing it has to do now is go through royal assent. So the king has to approve it. Okay. So there's some, I'm going to just say there's some good things with this bill. It's not all bad, but most of this stuff is really, really, really bad stuff. So this has been a 6-year journey with this bill. It was by Professor Lorna Woods and William Perrin of the Carnegie Trust. So it took 6 years to get it to this stage. This is a regulatory framework for freedom of speech in the UK, and there's all these other articles that have come out. You can see the headlines here. So they're calling this digital authoritarianship, and it's going all around the world. Actually, the UK looks like the first one to actually pass it properly. Where it's passed in other places, like in Thailand, the Prime Minister, Prayut Chan-o-cha, revoked it with an executive order right away and kicked them out of the country, whoever they are. This is supposed to be about duty of care for big tech platforms, companies, but actually, when you look into it fully, you'll see that it's not just about that. This is about freedom of speech. So, when did this all get pushed through? It was 2021, the beginning of 2021. What was happening then? So this is to fight legal but harmful content as well as illegal content. And the document grew from 145 pages in 2021 to 262 pages by 2023. Some of you are going to start packing your bags by the end of this video, I think. So this is the primary aim of this legislation. It's to protect users from harmful material by requiring social media companies to promptly remove content. So it doesn't specify exactly what this content is. So here's some, I'm going to talk about some of the good stuff as well. So here's the good stuff. It stops children gaining access to adult material, adult content. It also makes it easier to convict someone for sharing intimate images of an ex-partner or, you know, children or other things like that without consent. It also protects children from serious trauma, trolling, cyberbullying, disordered eating, etc. So there's some good things in it. There are. I just want to get that across. There are some good things in it. This is one statistic that I was shocked by. It said 41% of children, and this is young children, view porn, we'll use that word, porn, during school hours. It's right there in black and white, during school hours. How on earth does that happen, is the first question in the first place. So this is where the controversy comes in over encryption. What they are doing is, in effect, allowing the government to read all of your messages on WhatsApp, Signal, and all the other platforms, Facebook, Meta. And as a result of this, well, I'll tell you what's going to happen with WhatsApp and Signal. Now, these are the effects here of not following the law. The law applies to any internet company, no matter where it's based, as long as a UK user can access its services. The fines, £18 million, $22 million, or 10% of annual global sales, whichever is greater. Senior managers at tech companies face criminal prosecution and prison time if they fail to answer information requests from UK regulators. Now you look into who the regulators are, and this is another strange one. They'll also be held criminally liable if the company fails to comply with regulators' notices, and they can get jail time. And who's going to regulate this? It's Ofcom. So they are going to become the police for the internet. Those found guilty face a maximum of 6 months jail time. So this is users here. So users will face 6 months of jail time. The bill will empower the UK government to demand that online platforms use government-approved software. There it is, right there. Government-approved software to search through your photos, your files, your messages, and to scan your phone, your devices for any illegal content. Here's the next one. Here's the big one. Digital ID. We talked about this. Not a conspiracy theory for those people out there. They're going to implement a digital ID system to clamp down on anonymous trolls by requiring that services give the option for users to verify their identity again, forcing you to have no anonymity online. So all of these days of anonymity will be over. You will have to have a digital ID in the UK to use these platforms. So what has WhatsApp said and Signal? WhatsApp, their head, Will Cathcart, said the new law will force them to leave the UK because they won't be able to encrypt your messages anymore, and the government will be able to look and read all of your messages in real time. And he said it's the most concerning set of regulations for the entire Western world. Signal as well, Signal Messenger. They've also said that they're going to have to exit the UK because they will not compromise users' data. This also applies to Meta, so the metaverse. They're saying it will require a digital ID and access to users' online footprint. This involves messages, photographs, and other things deemed necessary by the UK government or regulator, which is Ofcom. Lord Stephen Parkinson emphasises that the bill is designed to be technologically neutral and future-proofed for emerging technologies and safety systems. Again, it talks about you will need to have a digital fingerprint to access content. This, guys, is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. So we've got the DSA as okay. So there's lots of these different things passing through at the same time. So DSA aims to be the most ambitious global regulation protecting the digital space against illegal content and safeguarding users' rights. Now, the other thing that's a problem here is that they are talking about illegal content as the sort of main thing to push this through. But it's not just the illegal content. It's also content that they deem to be not suitable for users. Excuse me if you just joined the stream. My voice is not holding out today. Let me see what else I wanted to show you. Oh yeah, here's the other thing. So these are the platforms already that they have targeted with this bill. So these are all the platforms here. Alibaba, AliExpress, so if they do business in the UK, they have to abide. Amazon, the Apple Store, Booking.com, Facebook, Google Play, Google Maps. So if you use Google Maps, then this will apply. And remember, what they're talking about here is having access through the app on your phone right now into everything else in your phone. Google Shopping, Instagram, LinkedIn. So they've got you. They've got you at every turn here. Pinterest, Snapchat, TikTok, Twitter, which is now X, obviously. Wikipedia, surprise. YouTube, surprise. Zalando, and then the other online large search engines, Bing, Google Search. Drop a comment below. I mean, what more can I say about that? I mean, this is just unbelievable that this has now passed and it's going to royal assent for the king to sign this off. I just cannot believe what the UK has become under this disguise. You know, when did all of this pass? It's all gone through 2020, 2021, 2022, and now it's all passed in 2023. And when did all of this happen? It happened over the last 2 days. What was happening over the last 2 days? The whole RB thing, which I can't talk about. Demonetized. I'm demonetized. I can't talk about it. Man, they are just tightening the net on everybody. You can't do anything right now. In fact, I have got something else to talk about. This was something that was written by Dame Caroline Dinenajay. I should have practiced that before I read it. So this is to Rumble. So this has just come out. And it says, "Dear Chris," he's the CEO, "I'm writing concerning the serious allegations regarding RB." If you don't know who he is, watch a video yesterday. Saying that he's got 1.4 million followers on there. So what they, and again, we talked about this yesterday, what they're trying to do is not close down people or the platforms because of all the views and everything. What they're trying to do is close down the financing that people are getting. Because as soon as you close down the financing, that's it. It's game over for that person. If they have no financing, that's it. They're wiped out. "We would be grateful if you could confirm whether Mr. B is able to monetize his content in regards to the accusations against him." Now, here's the other thing that they're not really talking about. They're talking about illegal behavior and that, you know, Rumble's going to be promoting it and stuff like that. Just remember that there is no court case, you know, at the moment. So he and like a lot of people who get this sort of assassination by mainstream media, there's no court case. You know, that's what you need to wait for with all of these things. But it's just crazy. It's crazy what has just been announced today. At the same time as that, over the last couple of days, good luck. If you're in the UK, good luck to you. That's all I can say with this new online bill. you are going to have no choice. They're going to be looking at every last thing that you do. They're going to have access to every one of your documents, all of your photos, every message that you've ever sent in your life. Yeah, everyone's going to be like, delete, delete right now. Delete your messages and pictures. They're going to have access to everything. Hey, good luck.